Join the VIP club, sign up for 1620 The Email. You'll be the first to know all the exciting content that's happening on 1620 The Zone, including sports news, contest promotions, and more. Sign up today at 1620thezone.com.
1620 The Club. Bottle service.
We got velvet ropes.
Velvet ropes. Glitter and random stains. All right. Whoa. Junior Jackson Brockett tossed the sixth individual no-hitter in Nebraska baseball history and the first nine-inning no-hitter since 1954. Why are we saying this again after we talked about it the first hour? Because it beat Kansas State. Why not? It's just a positive program. Nebraska's 8-0 win over K-State Wednesday night at Haymarket Park. Hey, good thing they got a game because it was rain around. And what would have happened if it would have rained? Would have missed all that good stuff. It marked Nebraska's first individual no-hitter since 1981 when Anthony Kelly, almost said Kiedis, didn't allow a hit over seven innings against the Oklahoma Sooners. Ah, Nebraska and Oklahoma again. Every man, woman, and child. It was just the second ever nine-inning individual no-hitter, joining Richard Guyer's no-hitter in 1954 against the Kansas Jayhawks. Ah, man, that's... program hasn't recovered. In his first start of the season, Brockett posted a career-high 12 strikeouts on 107 pitches, which is the most punch-outs by a Husker pitcher since Will Walsh last season. Remember that game? The outing was the second complete game shutout by a Nebraska pitcher this season, joining Brett Sears, remember that too, who tossed a two-hitter against Ohio State earlier this season. At 28-15, the Huskers travel to the Twin Cities for a three-game series with the Baseball Boat Rowers. The Big Ten Conference unveils the home and road matchups for next basketball season. Get excited. It's got 37 teams in the league, and you may see all of them. With 18 teams following the additions of Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington, the Big Ten schedule features three double-play opponents in one game apiece against the reigning 14 conference schools to make up the 20 Big Ten contest. Nebraska's double play opponents for the upcoming season are in Iowa, Maryland, and Ohio State. Scheduled dates and start times will be available, of course, closer to the start of the season. The 10 Big Ten home games include a visit by Illinois and UCLA's first trip to Lincoln since the 55-56 season. Who could forget that? And you will also play host to postseason qualifiers Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio State, as well as Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Rutgers, of course, and USC. The 10-game road slate includes seven matchups against teams that reached postseason play a year ago, including Purdue. In addition, Iowa, Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Ohio State, and Wisconsin all played in the postseason last year. Huskers will also travel to Turtle, Penn State, sleepy game, and Washington, making the first road matchup with the Huskies since 1976. We've got a couple brewery options for them if they want to ask me. Really good stuff. Ryan Kalkbrenner announces on Twitter that the honeymoon is postponed temporarily. That's because he's coming back to Creighton for a fifth year. Although Bill Self said, oh, you can come to Lawrence and have honeymoon here. We got basketball game and everything. The Storm Chasers split a doubleheader with the I-Cubs yesterday, losing game one in eight innings. That's extras, by the way, 6-5. They then bounce back to win game two, 5-1. They play again today in Des Moines at 12:08. Weather pending again. Basketball wasn't the best last night unless your team is the Celtics or Mavericks. Boston eliminates Miami 118-84. Game wasn't as close as the final indicates. And out west, the Mavs blow out the Clippers. You hate to see it. What could be their final game at the Artist, formerly known as the Staples Center, 123-93. Dallas can close them out tomorrow as the Clips prepare to move into their new home in Inglewood. Remember the one with all the toilets. Two game sixes tonight, and thankfully on TNT, so I guess I'll watch. Bucks and Pacers. Indy looks to close out while the Sixers hope to force a Game 7 with the Knicks. See that happening. It's all right. Game 7 in the Garden. Sign me up. In the hockey, Stars beat the Golden Knights 3-2 to take a 3-2 series lead. Oilers eliminate the Kings 4-3. Tonight, one game. It's Game 6. Maple Leafs try to stay alive against Bruins and force Game 7 back in Boston this weekend. Finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves are planning for coach Chris Finch to be with them in Denver to begin their Western Conference semifinal series following his knee surgery and considering seating configurations that would allow him to safely be on the bench during the game. The Phoenix Suns weren't able to take out the Timberwolves, but Devin Booker helped take out their coach. Finch proceeded to repair a ruptured patella tendon in his right knee Wednesday. It went well, according to assistant coach Micah Norrie, who has temporarily taken the lead in Finch's absence, even gave him his big whistle in his playbook. Finch directed the initiation of the strategy for the Nuggets this week before going into surgery, telling the team before he went into surgery, "Win this or I'll die." The team will fly Thursday night to Denver ahead of Saturday's Game 1, provided his recovery is on track. Finch would likely travel separately to allow more healing time and also to have his own plane.
Bravo on the necessary roughness. Yes. Coach Gennaro.
Big whistle.
The Western Conference semifinals are going to be fire.
Yeah. Minnesota, Denver, I'm excited.
And then Dallas and Oklahoma City. Watch out, Oklahoma City. Hmm. Man, the Mavs are playing well. When they are playing well,
they're good.
I mean, Luka had an illness last night. He scored 35. Paul, what was up with Paul George and James Harden? Were they ill? Or were they just James Harden in the playoffs?
I was just going to say James Harden in the playoffs.
There was a guy for the Mavs last night that played 5 minutes and had more points combined than James Harden and PG. And I love PG.
Shout out Popeye Jones.
James Harden, I thought he was going to give the award for playoff disappointment to Embiid. He's like, no, I need that back.
It's mine, ex-teammate.
Is that just what he does, though? Hey, he'll give you the one good game, like, damn, that was a good game by James Harden. Then all of a sudden, the next two, you're like, look at your question.
Meanwhile, Embiid will go for 40 or 50 tonight.
Does he have the patellar injury?
No antics. He's just going to be good.
Postseason now does not include Golden State, the Lakers, KD, the Heat. It's only the second time since 2010 that the Warriors or the Heat will not be in the finals.
Wow. Talk about a run there, though.
So I must read this email because I've avoided. Did I save it here? Yes, I did. So the Lego Maniac is a big Celtics fan.
And yeah, also a huge fan of Rick Mast.
You know what? I may have deleted his email. Oh. It was something about my team is cheap shot or whatever. Oh, I can't. Here it is.
Okay, I was going to say, I think I have it.
He goes, Boston Celtics, love to see it. Maybe he's not a Celtics fan. He just hates the Heat.
Yeah.
But he's completely wrong here. The Celtics sent the dirtiest team and the dirtiest coach of the NBA to Cancun with a 35-point beatdown while the starters got a lot of rest throughout the second half. Love to see it.
Spolstra, a dirty
guy. Don't say that about Spo. Hmm. That's my dude.
Thank you. You guys can come to the defense because it would look pretty biased if I got agitated about
this.
It's
like my third uncle.
Never, ever thought of Eric Spolstra as a dirty coach.
Hell, I bet he takes two showers a day.
That's, or a team that is cold-blooded killers.
Yeah, the Heat hasn't been dirty in 25 years.
Thank you.
Now, of course, this is coming from playoff guy.
Everybody.
So, whatever Jimmy's saying, take a little bit more credence in that. But, yeah, I like to keep my ear to the ground when it comes to reputations of coaches. But
hey, if you guys, so Luka was really good last night. Mm-hmm. He had 35. I think the Mavs are going to be a problem for the Thunder.
Yeah, seven games.
If you bumped into Luka on the street, what do you think he does for a living?
He probably does something with his hands. Yeah, he's probably a laborer.
I'd be like, damn, I feel thin right now, and then I see him play basketball. I was like, well, at least I'm thin.
But he's a guy that you can trust to come in and tackle a serious HVAC problem.
He cleans up at the Y and
see,
just
to me,
beats
he
dudes.
Looks like a guy that works in a cubicle.
Oh, really? Nah, yeah. I see more manly
guy,
than that.
Little business cash.
Really?
He's on the phone a lot.
Is he interested in an exciting career in sales?
Here's the thing that, there's probably some things that Luca and I share in common.
Oh.
I'm not sure exactly what they are, but they got to be out there.
You guys are both mammals.
You know, people look at his body and they go,
both like ball, y'all.
They go, come on. And then I go, well, watch his game. And then you go,
and then look at Joker.
Yes. But he's got a cowlick. Do you realize how difficult it is to style your hair if you have a cowlick?
Yeah.
I have, in and out of my life, have had a cowlick.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very difficult to style your hair.
That's some bad hair.
That was my takeaway from his 35-point performance last night against the Clippers. That's how exciting that game was. This would have been a great conversation for Inside the NBA. Yeah. Instead of, oh my God, did you just play Kendrick Lamar's diss? They should have talked about how awful, not awful, but how, you know, it's a challenge when you are a male and you got a cowlick and you got to, you know, do it.
Yeah, the bad hair day. And you don't know what to do with
you
it.
You need gel.
And then this is why people start going bald, because then you wear hats excessively because you just don't want to deal with it.
That's an old wives' tale.
I think that's true.
Hey. I don't know. I've known a lot of baseball players have wore hats their entire life, and they have a good head of lettuce.
My barber, Kenny at Great Clips, he told me that, and I believed him.
Oh, man.
How old is Kenny? Does Kenny look like he's seen some things? Has he lived life?
Kenny looked like he had not missed a day in the weight room in his life.
Oh, okay.
So whatever he said, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
If I
could lift a car above my head. Really? Oh, that's cool. Hey.
My old barber back at Rockbrook Village, who unfortunately is no longer with us, just like my hair. Why I just gave it up? Is that what you're saying? Because my barber passed away? No, that actually happened long after I was already bald. But I would go in every time for a haircut, and they had deer mounted on the wall. They had this really cool glass case of all of the, I think, basically every Division I college that was on a golf ball.
Oh, so you went to Sports Clips?
No, this wasn't. No, I didn't have TVs to watch. We talked. We had paper. We had the paper. We had magazines, and then we would talk. If he was in his 70s, name was Doug. Rest in peace, Doug. Love you. If he were to tell me that I was wearing my hat too much, that's why maybe I was losing hair, I would have listened. Because Doug, he'd seen some things. He'd lived life. He's a wise man.
Hey, some of the best conversations and some of the best people in the world are barbers.
I
will even say stylists. No, for women.
Yeah, you got to be social.
Yeah.
You got to chat it up.
I think I learned that as a little kid. Everybody's got their own, like, if you have your own barber, I mean, you don't cheat on them.
No.
Okay.
No. You feel bad.
And they probably have, it's a unique place. It's great conversation.
Mm-hmm. And they know what you want.
Yes.
You don't have to tell them, even, like, all right, do this.
Hey, even at Great Clips, because they keep you in the system.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, that was a game changer with Great Clips, is they used to not, you know, keep track of what you wanted.
Yeah.
So then you have to explain it and go, I'm not sure if I'm a 2 or a 3. And, you know, maybe we can try this and then we can go. But they got you in the computer. The oddest place that I ever had my hair cut. Did you guys ever have, when you were growing up, a kid's barbershop called Lollipop?
Oh.
No.
I had a kid's body shop. Yes, a body shop. I took my little bike in there.
You are a... Yes, I am. They had
a kid's barbershop.
But they had a thing called Lollipop.
I've never heard of it.
It was a kid's...
Was it a chain?
Barbershop. I think it was a chain. It was in Des Moines.
Okay.
But you would get to, like, sit on a big wheel.
Yeah, they have not Lollipop, but they have places.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that
it was called. It was like Lollipop.
Okay.
Like, back in the day when you're like 6, you don't really realize it, but they had some smoking people that were cutting your hair.
Oh,
in there.
Sure, yeah.
You know, guy or gal. You would like get the choice. You could sit in the big wheel or you could, like, sit on the bike.
Like a fire truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. It was actually like really, really cool.
Yeah. Reese's first haircut was in a fire truck. I thought it was the coolest thing. And he was watching Bluey.
We need that for growing up. Well, maybe not the Bluey, but the fire truck.
If they just had like a half size fire truck that you get to sit in there.
I would.
I appreciate the fact that they have what you ordered last time with your haircut.
Oh.
That's huge.
Hey, also the game changer. And you know, I mean, I'm not alone. Great Clips is a local place. Been around for a long time. They've been so successful. They've branched out.
Yeah.
They have places all over town.
It's a neighborhood barber.
Hey, game changer. When they kept your what you wanted with your hair in the system.
Yeah.
And mobile check-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Mobile check-in.
I don't want to go sit with the riffraff while we're waiting.
And know if your person is working.
Yeah, I want to walk in. And
would you guys also agree the good sign of a good barber or stylist is maybe you just aren't in the mood that day to have a big conversation, and they know that. They can tell by the frequency of the conversation that they back off and they just let you enjoy the haircut.
Because
I always appreciated that.
Yeah, if they start with the weather, if they don't know you and your response is very minimal, then you just keep it moving, get the haircut, and get out.
Yep, don't force the conversation.
Yeah. Drop a nice little tip on them and you're out the door.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. So as we are now into the month of May, if you did not realize that.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. And it's going to be May actually for at least 28 plus more days.
Yes. I've heard that.
People forget this.
So we are going to start to see towards the end of the month the rollout of TV networks and kick times, especially for the beginning of the season. But I was alerted yesterday. It's not imminent, so it's not like coming today or tomorrow.
So don't go to that site you told us about last year. I'm ready.
I think they have it blocked in the building now.
Damn.
The Friday Night Lights games are going to be announced in the next couple of weeks. So Fox, FS1, and BTN will have a weekly Friday game. We all know how excited we are for Friday night football around
100%.
Here. 100%. Nebraska and Iowa technically play a Friday game, but it is not a Friday night.
Right. It's not your traditional Friday. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that too. Oh, this has got Purdue 20th written all over it.
I say the Indiana game.
That would be another good candidate.
October 19th at Indiana. That actually would be an ideal situation for Nebraska if that was selected as a Friday night lights game for them.
Because you're coming off the bye week.
Coming off the bye week, and it gives you an extra day before you go to Columbus the following week.
Yep.
So.
Those are two. Indiana for sure is, I think, the top two candidates right there. I don't look at any other game because the only other option would be at Ohio State, yeah, not happening, or at USC, not happening. So Indiana would and I feel like, hasn't Nebraska always played that game in October? They've never played it in September.
No.
And the Purdue game is in September.
Well, Nebraska and Indiana haven't really played that much in football.
Right, right. But when they played the Friday night games is what I'm saying. It's always been in October. So the Purdue game being on the 28th, I don't... Maybe it's a possibility, but Indiana, you're right. That would be a good candidate, too.
See, I think the Purdue game, because that'd be your first road game,
yeah,
and you'd have gone four straight weeks, I don't think you want to move up a day.
No.
So, I mean, it's not like Nebraska can say, hey, this is the game we won on Friday night. But Nebraska will be playing a Friday night football game mm-hmm. on the road.
Yes.
And that's the I would say Indiana, but Indiana and Purdue, the two trips to the Hoosier State
yes.
would both be candidates. But I'm told in the next couple of weeks, the Friday night light games will be announced. And then before Memorial Day, we'll get kick times for the beginning of the season. When you all get excited that Colorado and Nebraska is 2:30 on CBS.
I will do 2:30, better than 11.
Need to grasp the reality that's probably not going to be a night game, and that's okay.
Now I hope it is, just to see the
2:30 CBS, that's a good spot.
Because I think, well, because I think UTEP will be a night game to kick off the
6
season.
6 o'clock BTN?
Nah, ABC, Saturday night football.
I think Peacock. Or NBC. NBC. Okay. NBC, Nebraska home opener, kick off the season against UTEP.
It's a big deal.
And then I think they'll throw Northern Iowa, either BTN or they'll throw it behind a paywall.
Oh.
That could be a Peacock game?
Yeah. But if it's Peacock,
that's fine.
Do they get to choose the start time? It's fine. Or does the Peacock. Big Ten say if it's Peacock, it's what we tell you?
Good point. There's
kind of like the pay-per-view rule.
They should go old school, and they should go back and play a 105.
Yeah. Radio only.
1 o'clock game. God, it is funny that they used to play on pay-per-view. There'd be a handful of games on pay-per-view.
Nick.
And it was very expensive.
Us olds, not every game was on TV.
I know.
And you'd get a pocket schedule, and it would be 1 p.m., 1 p.m., yep. 1 p.m., and then there might be a TBA.
Yes.
For Oklahoma.
Getting a little bit later in the season. Let's see if one of those national networks will pick up our game.
Hey, we'll see, because we all like a lot of realtors in town have the schedule
yep.
magnets.
Yep. It's just that time of the year in the next month.
I noticed, because usually when you go to the spring game, Nebraska has the initial pocket schedules that are out. They just have the schedule and everything.
So they were handing them out at the spring game, going to get my credential.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, there was a lady out there, Nebraska fall schedule, Nebraska football schedule.
Okay, so last year I grabbed a couple, give to friends, and by the end of May I'd like crossed some things out and moved dates and stuff. So I didn't know if they would wait.
But nope, they had them.
But Will, the person, because I have them on my fridge, of the schedule magnets, a lot of realtors,
mm-hmm.
a lot of businesses.
Yes.
Like, how long do they wait?
Realtors and insurance agents.
Yeah.
See, if you want to flex as a realtor.
And beer posters.
Yep. Yep. And those are usually kind of fun, too. If you are a realtor that is hardcore and you are serious about your business, you'll wait till those times are announced. Same with the insurance agents. If you want to get some good business, you want to show attention to detail, you'll resist the urgency to get it out first as opposed to making it accurate and getting as many TV times as possible, kickoff times as possible. Absolutely. That's a sign of a good realtor, and that's a sign of a good insurance agent, in my opinion.
We all like bobbleheads giveaways. I'm telling you, one of the bangers of giveaways is the magnet schedule.
Yep.
I got the Storm Chaser magnet schedule, just threw it on the refrigerator.
Yep, it's
I'm
there.
I'm checking it every day.
Yeah, it's great. And, if you're throwing a little advertising in there, then good on you. You got a name there. You may not ever call them in your life for a home or insurance or any other service that might be provided. But it's there, and you know their name. If it's ever brought up, like, hey, you know what? You feel the obligation to do so because you've been sporting their magnet calendar the whole time? Hell yeah.
All right, 7:26. Steve Sybil coming up in an hour. We'll also, before the morning's over, say thank you to Jeff Sims. Yeah. We're hoping for Jeff Sims does well. Don't know if Amigos will ever recover, but Jeff Sims has a home at Arizona State, and it's
Peaks Brewing. Get on board.
Worked out for Nebraska. We need to thank Jeff Sims for not being very good last year.
Yeah. Think about it. Think about what wouldn't be here.
Yep. Timing is everything. Mm-hmm. That's what Shakespeare once said. All right, it's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.